Rockstar Podcast by Ana Isabel Arrocha.
Como é que é, bebês? Sejam muito bem-vindos a mais um Rockstar. Um Rockstar que me deixa particularmente feliz porque é entrevista exclusiva com os Nothing But Thieves. Eu sou fã deles já há uns anos. Descobri-os através do Nuno Gonçalo, que é um dos nossos sonoplastas. Aliás, quem me masteriza aqui o Rockstar depois de estar finalizado. Está aqui uns pozinhos de perlim-pim-pim. Ele também é do rock. E um dia disse-me: Roja, tu tens que ouvir isto. Estes menos andam a fazer a primeira parte dos Muse no mundo inteiro. Eles são incríveis. Olha bem a voz dele. Aí eu fiquei logo apaixonada. A primeira música que eu ouvi deles foi o Amsterdam, depois o Sorry, pronto, fiquei logo ali KO, porque eles são maravilhosos, tanto fazem rock assim mais power e mais, mais com pica, como também sabem fazer baladas. Eles vão assim do 8 a 80 e a voz do Connor é qualquer coisa de extraordinária. Então já há alguns anos que eu queria muito vê-los em Portugal. Tive muita pena quando os Muse cá vieram da última vez com a Rádio Comercial, por eles não os terem acompanhado e não terem feito a primeira parte cá em Portugal, sendo que andavam em turnê com eles. Não percebi, mas pronto, esta espera mais longa só tornou ainda a coisa melhor, porque o concerto foi espetacular. Eles estiveram no Festival Autêntica em Braga e pá, vou-vos dizer, foi um concerto, tipo, eu tive lágrimas nos olhos, sempre. Assumo que sou um bocado chorona nestas coisas, porque emociono-me, porque quero tanto ver, ouço tantas músicas e depois de repente eles estão ali. E para além disso, consegui conhecê-los, foi muito fixe, ele foi inacreditável, toda a banda foi muito simpática. E este Rockstar é um Rockstar especial, Nothing But Thieves, não só para vos mostrar assim os highlights do concerto, as músicas que foram assim aquelas que despertaram mais as emoções da malta, que são os singles mais conhecidos no fundo, apesar de eu ter ficado surpreendida porque toda a gente conhecia as músicas e cantava as músicas todas, mas há músicas e músicas, não é? Os hits são sempre, normalmente são aquelas que, opa, pronto, que mexem mais com o pessoal. Então, uns dias antes do festival acontecer, eu tive a oportunidade de entrevistar o Connor, o vocalista, por Zoom, e falámos de muita coisa. Falámos da pandemia, falámos dos EPs que eles lançaram durante a pandemia, da ligação que eles têm a Portugal, porque já tinham cá estado de férias, mas nunca tinham tocado cá como banda. Também, óbvio, dessa experiência, não é? Com os Muse, de fazerem uma turnê mundial com uma das maiores bandas de sempre, como é que foi para eles. E para além disso, depois no final eu fiz-lhe um quiz português. Tinha 6 perguntas de escolha múltipla para ele me responder, e eu disse que ele não podia tocar em Portugal se não acertasse em todas as perguntas. Será que acertou? Bem, eles tocaram cá, portanto, ok, acertou, mas não acertou em todas. Ele falhou uma pergunta, e eu já vos vou contar qual. Portanto, este é o especial, o Rockstar especial Nothing But Thieves. Até me estou a intermolar toda, porque estou muito contente por isto ter acontecido. Finalmente, só falta os Bring Me The Horizon, mas isso fica para outra cena, fica para outra missa, não é? Nothing But Thieves em discurso direto aqui no Rockstar, entrevista ao Connor, o vocalista. Vamos a isso. Hi Connor, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm such a big fan, you have no idea. I sing your songs all the time.
What's your favorite song?
Well, I love Particles, Sorry, Amsterdam, cool. Broken Machine, but I really love Sorry and Particles. The piano version.
Make sure we play them in Portugal then.
Thank you so much, and you have to dedicate it to Anna.
Okay, dedicate it to Anna.
Don't forget. So, welcome. You are playing in a festival with us. So, are you excited to come to Portugal?
I'm buzzing. I've always got this kind of like nervous energy about going to a new crowd, a new place, because you just don't have any idea, one, like what the crowd's going to be like, two, what songs they like at all, so you're kind of guessing in a sense, but that is exciting, coming to a new territory, a new place you never played. It's always that kind of challenge of you want to be able to win people over, and I like that. Yeah, I'm buzzing, really excited, see what happens, and just going to be good fun.
So it's going to be your first time in Portugal?
I've been with my family when I was younger. I think the boys have been, or Joe's been to Lisbon, but yeah, not as a band, we haven't been.
Just for a vacation?
Yeah, just family holiday, but I can't remember, I must have been about 13, so yeah.
So what do you think about our country? What do you know about Portugal?
Ooh, I mean, probably as little as most English people, unfortunately. I grew up watching Cristiano at Man U. so that was a big influence on me as a kid. and it's about as limited as that. I have a neighbour who's Portuguese. She's lovely. And she brings around little pastel de natas when mm-hmm. she travels. She comes home. But not even that, she brings me like the most insane like treats and all this sort of stuff. She doesn't know that I'm vegan, so I can't eat them. But it's such a lovely sentiment. And she's so kind and loving. And she's told me that everyone there is lovely. And she lives on the coast. And apparently the seafood is amazing. And everyone's really friendly. So I get my little bits of knowledge from my neighbour. But I'm waiting till I see and experience the real thing.
Grande vizinha, assim é que é, espalhar o nome de Portugal e os pastéis de nata um pouco por todo o mundo. Ora bem, primeira música deste Rockstar, que foi também a primeira música que eu conheci dos Nothing But Thieves e uma das que animou mais o público em Braga, chama-se Amsterdam. It's going to be your first time in Portugal as a band, and you have been touring with Muse. How was that? They've been here for so many times.
I know, it's crazy. It was great. I mean, it was, let's be honest, we were very, very lucky to have that jumpstart our career. You know, it was, we were handpicked to basically support them everywhere for like 3 years. We did so many shows with them. And their fans just were so inviting and lapped up our music and stuck with us and have stuck with us since. We just were very fortunate to have that opportunity. I remember when we got it offered to us when we were like 20 or 21. We were in the back of a van in the fjords somewhere and like driving in the snow. And we got the offer and we were all just like jumping like through the roof, like, oh my God. I think we kind of subconsciously knew how important that was going to be for us. And it was, you know, and it really teaches you a lot in different ways, where like it taught us a lot of how to become a band like that, or like how, if you were to become a band like that, how to hold it, the gravitas of it, and then also how to treat others. They were so lovely and welcoming to us. You know, like they invited us out bowling or something on like the second night, and just nice people. They seem good with their families, good with their friends. Like they have a good work-life balance, and that's really inspiring. And it makes us, as we've got bigger and we've headlined the O2 ourselves, mm-hmm. in the UK, it's like you want to offer the same thing to up-and-coming bands, because it meant so much to us to jumpstart our career that you want to do the same thing for others. Yeah, it was amazing touring with them.
I was so sad because they were here like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and I really thought that you were coming with them. And then you didn't, and I was like, wow, what? Why?
I don't know. We didn't do every show.
I was like, oh my God, nothing but Thieves and Muse. And then it was just Muse. And okay. They are a really, really great band. They have a great vibe. And you also do.
Thanks. Yeah.
Foi uma pena realmente eles não terem vindo cá com os Muse, mas não faz mal, tocaram agora e eu fiquei muito contente. E o Connor nem tem de pedir desculpa nem nada. Nem a propósito. Sorry. Adoro Nothing But Thieves aqui no Rockstar. Também tem uma versão assim mais calminha desta música, que é espetacular. You might kill me with desire, want me tighter than no wire. It's something that you do to me. I run away like mercury. And I know you think it's rough when you're trying to patch us up. And I say, honey, what is love? You just say I drink too much. Maybe I'm defective, or maybe I'm dumb. I'm sorry, so sorry for what I've done. Maybe I'm bad-natured, sorry, so sorry for what I've done. And I'm the t-shirt that I wear, and pick the thorns out of my hair. I broke your heart so carelessly, but made the pieces part of me. And now it hurts why we've become, 'cause you taught me how to love. It's me who too much. Maybe was the pandemic for you? It was difficult to write new songs, or it was easy to write about something that was happening all over the world?
Do you know what? If I'm totally honest, I mean, personally, it was a real pausing moment of reflection for me. I think it was really helpful. I think I needed to sit and sort out a lot of stuff in my life, personally and stuff like that, and it just gave me that time to like dig deep and reflect. And I ended up writing a side project as well as at the same time, so I had like all of this extra time to kind of figure out what was going on. I think the pandemic was genuinely for all of us quite helpful in like setting the reset button of like, okay, shit, we're like human beings, we've been touring our asses off for like 8 years, let's pause for a second and like gather our thoughts and our health back up. And it was really good, and we managed to do that, and then it made us really creative. Like, I was writing non-stop, and so were the boys. And when we came together and we basically made Moral Panic 2,
mm-hmm.
We didn't even have to do that. We had free time, so we're like, let's just do another EP. It was easy because we had so many song ideas separately. When we came together, we just kind of picked the best bunch and we just had some fun with it and wanted to make like a heavy record. But yeah, it wasn't a problem for us to write. We're always writing because there's three of us who write. There's always influence. There's no pressure on someone to be like, come on, where's the material? Let's, you know, it was like,
you just had your time.
Yeah, we had our time and it worked out. And it was, I personally think for us, it was really beneficial on many layers, on many levels. Yeah.
And besides music, what did you do during the lockdown?
I mean, for me personally, like, I mean, I like to be very honest, like, I had to do a lot of work on myself. I had to do a lot of therapy and soul searching. And I think I spent most of the time in the pandemic, like, healing myself. Like, that was the time I spent. I was within nature and I was writing and I was listening to music and I was working on therapy and I was eating well and working out, just doing lots of self-love. And it was the best thing because it gave me the tools to carry that over when things kicked up again, which they have, and I still have those same practices. So yeah, I think that's how I spent my time, like a lot of self-nurturing, a lot of self-love. I think the others did too in their own respects, but I just probably would say it out loud.
And now we can travel again. We can have like festivals and shows, and you are back on the road again. So tell me about it. How do you feel about like playing again live?
It's so exciting. I think, honestly, just enjoying every scrap of life and getting to see new places and getting to play on stage and just really choosing to enjoy the shit out of it, like, because it's so exciting. We have such a great time. I love to see new places. I love to try new cuisines. I love to meet new fans. I love to play new songs. We just have such great lives and we're so grateful for it. And yeah, I just can't wait to do more. We have a bit of time off, but we're going to start, I guess, everything kicks up again in the new year properly. But I'm excited. That's why Portugal's really exciting for us, because it's kind of like a drop in our ocean of kind of time off, and we're working some stuff out at the moment musically. But it's like so exciting for us to come to a new territory, a new place, and experience all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I'm super excited. I'm buzzing to get there.
You're gonna do all of that in Portugal, so it's gonna be amazing. Óbvio que se falarmos da pandemia e também do EP Moral Panic, nada melhor do que passar uma música que já passou aqui no Rockstar, que é um dos singles mais recentes e que faz parte de um destes EPs. Existe o Moral Panic 1 and 2, uma das músicas que faz parte destes EPs que eles lançaram durante a pandemia, chama-se Future Proof, e também tocaram em Braga.
So I'm trying. Could go grab a picture, go get you. There's a fire at the party in the summer, in the secret. There's a fire in the basement, on the lunar, in the dreamer, in the water, in the creature, in the body.
You told me, I don't know how's the audience, I don't know you, but I'm going to tell you, we are crazy and we love your music, so get prepared. About your set list, tell me, are you playing here?
Do you know what, we were discussing this today, I was talking to Joe about it, I was like, what songs do the Portuguese fans like about?
You have to play Amsterdam.
Amsterdam?
Sorry?
Yeah.
Particles?
Cool. You're just naming your songs.
And Broken Machine.
You're just naming your songs.
I'm sorry. All the old songs.
Basically, just play all of the biggest songs. Okay, good.
Yes. The hits, you know?
Yeah. No, okay. We got it. It's all good. We were like, do they like rock? Or is it more ballads? Like, it's just tough to know. So we'll probably just do
We love ballads and we love rock, so.
We'll just do a big mix of it then. We'll figure it out. It's going to be great.
Okay, and what is your favorite song ever?
Me?
Nothing But Thieves song, your song.
Oh, Jesus.
And why?
Do you know what? There's loads for different reasons. I probably would say the song that really made us realise what writing is and that we could be a band was one of our first songs, Graveyard Whistling. When we did that, I was like, this is a step up. This is really, really good. Like, it was good writing. It really formulated the level to what we should be getting to within each song. So when we first wrote that, I thought it was a game changer for us. So that in terms of nostalgia, I think generally we're playing live. And when we recorded Amsterdam, I remember being so hyped about it, being like, this is fucking single, this is the one that's
it is.
I was like, this is the one we're gonna release first. I was just so adamant on it, and it still feels good every time we play it live. It's just
amazing.
That song, it's the Nothing But Thieves song. We're so perfectly made for us. We're very lucky. When we wrote that, we were like, we nailed that one.
You were inspired.
So I would say that, for those reasons, it being being a theme song and for live. Personally, I mean, I just like songs like Soda, If I Get High. I'm quite chilled as a person and I quite like listening to those sort of styles and genres. So I'm quite into that kind of like trip hop and R&B and like floaty and stuff. So yeah, I'm like really like, I enjoy playing those live and listening to those. But yeah, I mean, they're all our babies. So it's hard to choose. You know what I mean? We love them all.
Of course. So you have an Amsterdam song and now you have to have a Lisbon song.
I think
your next single, Lisbon.
We give the game away and just do a single for each city. I think we'll get uncovered about that trick.
O Connor disse que uma das suas músicas preferidas é Soda. Eu também adoro. Eles também tocaram em Braga e por isso mesmo têm de tocar aqui no Rockstar. Os Nothing But Thieves em exclusivo para Portugal.
I'm an exception. It's hard to accept. Because I try to be happy, but then I forget. They tell me I need to chill, man. It's all in your head. Maybe I'm bad,
And now I have a Portuguese quiz.
Oh, okay.
It's very important because if you can't get it right, you cannot play in Portugal.
Okay.
So, okay. What is the Portugal's capital? I'm going to give you multiple choices. Okay. Porto, Lisboa, Coimbra.
Porto.
No. Lisboa.
No. It is Lisboa. Oh.
Wrong.
I thought it'd be too obvious, so I should know that.
It's Lisbon. It's Lisbon. So, okay.
I should know that.
So, the most known Portuguese pastry or cake? Hold on.
Pastel de nata.
Pastel de nata. Woohoo! Yeah.
Oh, I'm so annoyed about the Lisbon one. I knew that.
It's okay. Where are you playing? Which Portuguese city? Braga, Guimarães, Viseu.
Braga.
Braga, yeah! What is the name of the festival you are playing? Coolness, here in Portugal. Coolness, Autêntica, Awareness.
That's how you say it, Autêntica.
Autêntica, yeah. Two more to go. What's the name of our radio? Rock FM, Radio Commercial, Horizon FM.
Radio Commercial.
Radio Commercial! Only one to go.
Wait, you're in the background of your
picture. Oh, yeah. And now, this is the most difficult one. I don't think so. Most popular Portuguese football player ever.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah! Nothing but thieves are coming to Portugal.
I didn't get Lisbon right. I like studied A-level geography and I just messed that up. That's embarrassing. Oh, well.
You are not going to forget this ever. So thank you so much, Connor, for this interview. It was a pleasure. E pronto, correu muito bem o concerto. Foi inacreditável. Eles ficaram com muita vontade de vir cá para o ano em nome próprio. O Connor disse isso várias vezes durante o concerto, que não iam deixar passar tanto tempo sem virem a Portugal e que com certeza estava nos planos deles vir para o ano. Vamos esperar que isso aconteça. Deixo-vos agora neste Rockstar com a minha versão preferida da Particles. Eles tocaram a Particles lá em Braga, mas a versão normal, rock, mas aquela que eu mais adoro é esta versão ao piano, que fica aqui para fechar este Rockstar especial Nothing But Thieves.
It's been like a year since I've been home, but I'm with an addiction I can't shake up. My mother's jars of Medicaid. So come down and cure yourself. It's driving you away. It's driving you away. Piece by piece. Day by day.
Hi, this is Connor from Nothing But Thieves, and you're listening to Ana Isabel El Hoja's podcast, Rockstar.
Rockstar. Podcast by Ana Isabel El Hoja.